Our first Party Line interview of the month of March features Marie Witzel, the 4-H Youth Development Educator here in Dodge County. Marie, thanks so much for joining me this morning here on WBEV.
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be here.
I know that you have a lot. Well, March, for me anyway, seems to make me think of spring. I was looking at some of the calendar of activities that the 4-H clubs and the programs have. It's quite busy this spring, but I know you wanted to highlight specifically the Family Learning Day, first of all, this morning. So let's start there.
Okay, well, Family Learning Day, and part of the reason I wanted to highlight these, Bob, is that they're for 4-H families and anybody who's interested in learning more about 4-H or just coming to the event. So the Family Learning Day is actually going to happen on March 29th at the Dodgeland School in Juneau. And it's a $5 registration fee to sign up for the event. And you sign up, you just go to our UW Extension website, and you can find a link to sign up. But when you sign up, you register for classes. So for that $5, youth can go to classes, at least four classes during the day. And so it's pretty easy to sign up. It's a Google form, so you can do that today or whenever it works for you. Just make sure that you do that before March 17th and pay your money to the extension office. You can just mail that in. That gets you reserved for the session, but it's a lot of fun opportunities to come and learn different things that happen in the 4-H program. And we have youth and adults that teach all of the different courses, anything from, there's one called The Great Escape. So for all those people that are trying to do an escape room, but it might not have a room, you can, I'm guessing this one's going to be just a like escape from a backpack or something like that. Or learning about making maple syrup from one of our state specialists. There's some animal projects. We have a young lady who has been wheelchair bound, and so she's going to show us how she learned how to play wheelchair basketball and I think has a scholarship to go to play wheelchair basketball. There's some painting. There's some embroidery. We have a group coming from UW-Madison that's going to talk about college. And so if we have some older kids that want to learn, like they're thinking, oh, I want to go to college, but I really don't know what it's like, and I really don't know what questions to ask. Well, these young people are coming from Madison, and they're going to help answer some of those questions for you. Some rabbit classes, some cake decorating. There's just a ton of things that they can do. I think that my colleague told me that there was like 11 or 12 different sessions. So people pick what they want to go to during the day.
Again, Marie Witzel from the 4-H office here in Dodge County, my guest on Party Line this morning. We're talking about the Family Learning Day coming up March 29th at Dodgeland. You mentioned that there's a $5 registration fee for this. Let me ask you about the individuals that you're inviting to Dodgeland for this event. You mentioned you don't have to be in 4-H to be part of this, but is this the kind of thing you'd expect a mom or a dad to be with their children? What age groups do you think are most likely to benefit from some of these programs? Give me a little bit more of a sense of that.
So 4-H is geared towards kindergarten through 13th grade. Some of the sessions I think that we have put in there, and so when you go to the website and you click on Family Learning Day and look at the sessions will actually tell you if there might be a limit to how many young people can be in that session, and there might be we need you to be, and I'm not even seeing as I'm scrolling through here, that there are any that say you need to be 12 or something. But obviously, if you have a Clover Bud aid, kindergarten through second grade member, you may want to make sure that the adults are with them to help them because, like I said, there's some sewing, there's some needle felting. And so, oh, this one does say if you, so the fleece beanie and neck warmer, if you have a young person under 10, that you need to have an adult with you. So adults can come to the session. They don't have to, but we do request that they pay that $5 registration fee to if they're going to be in the building, because that helps us recoup some of the costs of the facility.
Okay, so while it's Family Learning Day, if I have a 12-year-old who's pretty into Wisconsin cheese making, I see that among the topics that are covered on March 29th. It's not that mom and dad necessarily has to be hovering there with a 12-year-old, but if you've got a young clover bud, obviously one of the parents would like to be a participant.
Exactly, and sometimes the parents like to come just because they want to see what their young people are learning as well, and they can kind of help get them going from point A to B, because they sign up for different classes and they have a little bit of time. It's kind of like school, right? You have a little bit of time to go from one classroom to the other, but it's sometimes good to have that. And we also do have a 4-H group that offers food during the day, so they get a break for lunch and they can buy food at that food stand during the day, and then have the afternoon sessions as well.
This is the second session, the second Family Learning Day of the spring, is that correct?
Yes, we usually try to offer one in February and March. Unfortunately, February was scheduled on one of those snow days that lots of people have heard, remember okay. back in the middle of February. So it was canceled. But this is the second one that we normally have. So every year, if people are interested, that's an opportunity to watch for that a February date and a March date. Usually we ask you to register about, 2 weeks before the event is held. So just know that if you're thinking about a February one, you should probably check out the information in January on our website.
Matching beanie and neck warmer, college ornaments, cookie decorating, meeting masters. I was trying to read the small fine print on the computer here. Lots and lots of subjects covered by the various programs. Before we wrap up on Family Learning Day, Marie, one more time, the website and registration information and that March 17 deadline.
So if you Google Dodge County 4-H, it's going to pop up with the website for the extension. Just make sure that you're in Wisconsin, because the Minnesota Dodge County won't help you very much. But our website is extensiondodge.edu. Sorry for that. So just check that out. And March 17th is a hard deadline. You need to have your money in at the extension office. Either bring it in or mail it, whatever works.
Okay, again, Marie Witzel, our guest this morning here on 95.3 WBEV. We touched on Family Learning Day again coming up March 29th. There were a couple of other topics you and I discussed mentioning this morning for our listening audience. I love the name Cloverbud Hatch. Tell our listeners what that's all about, Marie.
Well, this is a great opportunity geared for the kindergarten through second graders that are in the community and in 4-H, it doesn't matter. So if community members are interested in it, they should check it out sooner than later, because registration is due on March 3rd. However, there's no cost to this event. And so what they do is they register. We find out on Monday how many people we have in, and this is a four-county partnership that I do with three of my other colleagues. And what we do is we each take a week that we're teaching something to young people. And most of the materials we put together in a kit. Pick up the kit at your local extension office and then join us for a Zoom on a Tuesday night in April. And we actually take you through the lesson. So most of the materials are in that kit. You actually do the lesson with the educator, myself and three of my colleagues, and get a chance to do some fun cloverbud things. And one of the things that, well, a couple of things. So parents have told us that their young people really look forward to this chance to connect every week. I had a friend that actually signed up, not 4-H, and her daughter said, "Oh, I get to be on a Zoom like the adults do." So she's pretty excited that she gets to do what she sees her parents do all the time. And so That's a great opportunity, and other parents have said too that their children are learning some of the etiquette. A Zoom is kind of like a classroom, So you mute yourself, you raise your hand, all of those sorts of things. And so they're learning some of those skills for what how a lot of us communicate on a regular basis through a Zoom screen and see each other. So, but like I said, it's we've done these for, well, this is our second spring series, but we started a fall series. So we've done fall series for 2 years, and it's been really fun to see the kindergarten through second graders in there with us doing the lesson and making these great different activities. And what we try to do, we call it a spark series because each of us are doing something totally different. So there may be something STEM related, the science, technology, engineering, and math related. There may be something crafty related. There may be something that, like last year, I did a gardening project, and the young people, I found out by the in the summertime, had transplanted their bean plant and were growing beans in their garden by the summer. So it's been a real, it's been an adventure, and it's a lot of fun. But you need to register by March 3rd in order to do that. So again, go to the website, look for the Cloverbud Spring Spark Series, Hatch New Ideas in 4-H.
Marie, is that one of the openings, one of the ways that young people get involved in 4-H? Do I, as a child, have to already be in 4-H to be part of this Spark series? Or is this one of the ways you reach out and sort of introduce the programs to young people here in the area?
So both. You don't have to be in 4-H. If you are in 4-H, you can participate. But it's really geared towards that the youngest members that we have in the program, so the kindergartners through second graders. In Dodge County, I have like 125 people enrolled in 4-H that are in this age, well, actually that are just Cloverbud. So, yeah, in that age group. So you don't have to be, but it is one way to kind of get a feel for it. And like I said to this friend of mine who's not in 4-H, it's a chance for your child to see, try out some 4-H things and see if 4-H might be something that they're interested in. Or maybe they just do this program and, you know, wait till next year and do this program again. They don't have to be in 4-H. So it's totally available to anybody. And here in Beaver Dam, we all have pretty good internet access. So, you know, you can do this program from your house. And that's one of the things that parents have appreciated as well. We like to have the parents nearby if their young person maybe needs help. One of the activities, actually, my AmeriCorps person is going to join me the night that I teach, and she's going to do some ornament making. And so, you know, painting and things like that. So the parents, having them close by is helpful, just in case they're having a little bit of a problem with something that it's not working so well, that sure gives them that extra support. But they're right at home. So parents are usually at home between 6 and 7 at night anyway.
Okay, so again, these Zoom classes, these Zoom programs, when do each of those run? And then the deadline for signing up, because that's just a few days away.
They need to register by March 3rd. We're putting the materials together so they can pick up the materials anytime after March 11th in our office, in the extension office. And the programs are on Tuesdays in April from 6 to 7. So each Tuesday night, we'll have a program that they can participate in. And if they miss one, that's fine too. We do some recordings and just offer that to the people that were signed up to be in the program. But you know, if you happen to miss one, you don't have to be on each of them. It's not like it's a series that we're going to build on from one week to another. So gotcha. If it doesn't work, that's fine too.
Wonderful. Marie Witzel on the phone with me this morning, my guest on Party Line. We're discussing some of the many programs offered by the 4-H program here in Dodge County. I need to take a brief time out for a few very important commercial messages. We'll be back with more with Marie Witzel on Dodge County 4-H in just 2 minutes. 4-H youth development educator Marie Witzel from Dodge County discussing all things 4-H. Actually, Marie, we're not even getting to touch all things 4-H, but it is the first day of March, which is the first month of spring in a few weeks. Well, let's take a peek ahead at what's coming up summertime-wise here in Dodge County. What words do you want to get out to our listeners?
So the big thing that we start off, kick off right away in the summer, is our Tri-County 4-H camp. We camp with Columbia and Dodge and Sauk counties. So even if you're down in Columbus and not in Dodge County, you can come to this camp. The camp happens June 11th to the 14th. And we actually go to a camp called Camp Lakota in Washera County. We offer a bus. The Leaders Association sponsors a bus that leaves from the fairgrounds here in Dodge County and takes our kids up there. $225 registration fee for is due March 31st. Otherwise, there's a late fee. Again, you do not need to be a 4-H member to come to camp with us. And there's two different camp experiences that we offer. There's a base camp, which is more of a traditional camp for guests that are third grade to sixth grade. And then we offer a little bit more adventurous camp for our 7th and 8th graders called Outpost Camp. So at base camp, it's sort of like a regular camp. There's activities during the day. They have a food service. So we eat family style during the day. We stay in cabins with bunk beds usually. And then in Outpost, it's a little more rustic. The cabins are less modern. And they cook most of their meals over a fire, or, you know, they may have like a cold sandwich or something like that. So there's a little more rustic opportunity. The fun part about it is, so camp, we go up on a Wednesday and we camp until Saturday morning. A lot of different activities, giving young people a chance to be outdoors, do some swimming, archery, crafts, canoeing, possibly some scavenger hunts, and some nature. So you have young people and you think, I would really like my child to have a chance to get outdoors, mix with some other people that maybe they don't see. This might be the opportunity for you. We do have you sign a behavior agreement and things like that. So we have that all taken care of. We have a camp nurse that's with us, and the camp days are really kind of long days. We start at 7 o'clock in the morning and usually lights out are at 10:30. So, you know, they need to be able to be independent for that period of time, though we have very structured activities. So they're not 100% independent. By independent, I mean like their parents are not there with them during the day.
Mm-hmm. Let's loop back again for folks who got enthralled by some of the opportunities being offered, the age groups that are offered an opportunity to do the summer camp, and then the registration deadlines and that those nuts and bolts as well.
So camp again, early bird registration. So if you know you want to do it, sign up by March 31st. It saves you a little money. But summer camp happens June 11th to the 14th. It is for members 3rd to 6th grade at base camp and 7th and 8th grade at outpost camp. We take a smaller crowd at outpost camp, so if you're thinking about that one, sign up sooner than later because we're really getting closer to our max number on that one. And kids do activities, like I said, from 7 to in the morning until 10:30 at night in a very structured camp environment. I like the camp because we're kind of a little remote. We ask that there's no technology that comes with young people to camp, partially because there's no service. So that's always good. But they stay in cabins. There's showers available. There's great bedding and a great setting for some outdoor learning opportunities that are very structured with our teenage camp counselors and a lot of adult staff as well. So it's a great opportunity if you are thinking about having your young person try out a 4-H summer camp experience. Get them signed up through at the Dodge County Extension website as soon as possible. and send your money to the office along with your health form.
Just curious, between the two groups, about how many young people participate in this each year?
We try to limit the Outpost Camp to 20 young people. And then we take up to, well, we can take however many we want. We've had, usually have about 100 people that come to base camp.
Okay. We have just a couple of more minutes. I'm happy that I had an opportunity to schedule this time with Marie Witzel, the 4-H youth development educator. There was one other aspect of 4-H, and this is the time of year for scholarship applications. I know there is a lot that 4-H does in that area. In fact, there is one deadline, the Wisconsin 4-H Foundation scholarship application has to be postmarked today. But just talk about scholarship activity opportunities offered through Dodge County and 4-H. Marie.
So this, I will tell you, is very, you have to be a 4-H member in order to apply for scholarships. But here in Dodge County, the Dodge County 4-H, and with some named scholarships that the donors send through 4-H, gives about $17,000 in scholarships every year. So it's a great opportunity if you are a member in the 4-H program. And please don't miss out, because we had some scholarships that were, a couple that were due yesterday. The majority of them are due today. And then in addition, we also have this opportunity for the State 4-H Foundation Scholarship. So make sure if you are a high school senior and in the 4-H program that you get those applications in, postmark today or email, whatever works, to get them to the office so that you can be considered for those scholarships. And again, one of the things, Bob, I want to make sure people know, all of our programs we advertise on our website. So if you go to dodge.extension.wisc.edu, you can find out about all of the 4-H programs, and some of them you do not need to be 4-H members for. So if you click on the programs tab and you go to 4-H and youth and go down to the form that says county activities, you can find out about everything we talked about today and more, including our Clover Bud program that's going to be done. You need to register by March 3rd. Family Learning Day, you need to register by March 17th. That happens on the 29th of this month. And there, if you ever are curious about what's going on and what's available, check out that website and check out the tab, and you'll find out about lots of different programs. I have some AmeriCorps student members that are working in, that are helping in the office this year, and they're going to be offering programs as well. So check out the website to find out what's available. We also have a calendar. Most of the calendar will link you back to programs, too.
Marie, a pleasure speaking with you this morning. It sounds like a busy year once again for 4-H in Dodge County. Thanks so much for introducing some of those topics for our listeners.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You as well. Thank you. Marie Witzel again, this morning's guest on WBEV's Party Line.